Welcome to the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast with 105.1 The Bulls Cruise.
Thanks for joining me for another episode of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. I'm your host, Cruz, and we got to talk about Bristol, baby. We were on site for the race, and it was amazing. We'll talk more about that. We also had a ride-along with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Sunday. Yeah, it was incredible. We'll talk about that, along with some silly season rumors, one of NASCAR's hottest drivers getting an extension, and more. Let's go for it. It's the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
Time now for your race day rewind.
Well, the Bass Pro Shops night race at Bristol Motor Speedway did not disappoint. We were on site for the first time ever. It is a bucket list item for me to be at Bristol, and it was made possible. And I'm still in shock that we got to go to experience the sights and the smells and all of the action at Bristol. So we flew in Friday. We were supposed to be there Thursday, but technically we couldn't get there until Friday. But when we did, we flew into Charlotte, had to drive to Bristol, which getting the rental car was a whole thing by itself. But by the way, the drive between Charlotte and Bristol, really nice, especially when you get in the hills and all that. Really nice scenery. But we did check out the Xfinity race Friday night. It was a really great one from start to finish. Noah Gregson pulling out the victory for Junior Motorsports, who we were technically there because of. So big shout out to Junior Motorsports for having us on site for the Xfinity race. Saturday, it's still kind of a blur because I'm shocked that all of it went down the way that it did. We were on site for the race down in the pits as Eric Almirola led the field to the green flag. Now, he had some issues early and actually finished 28th in the race. Playoff drivers, a lot of them having issues during the race. Austin Cindric had a flat tire during stage one. He lost four laps and finished 20th. Just past halfway, Kyle Busch lost an engine and could not continue. He finished 34th and was eliminated from the playoffs. I believe that's the first time ever he's been eliminated this early on. A lot of controversy around that. People thinking that JGR did something to that motor for Kyle because he's on the way out to RCR. I don't think that's the case, but, you know, it is what it is. And I feel bad for my fiance, Reva Shane, because she is a huge Ryan Blaney fan. She had all of his gear on. He had a really bad night at Bristol. He had a flat tire go down, got in the outside wall, and broke a right rear toe link. They were on the pits trying to fix this forever. They eventually moved the car behind pit wall where we were standing, by the way, to work on it. He finished 30th, but did continue in the playoffs. It was a pretty big mess on lap 277 as Daniel Suarez was involved in an accident with Bowman, Reddick, Austin Dillon, and Ricky Stenhouse. Bowman could not continue. Dillon's team could not repair the car either. Suarez, though, was able to continue. He finished 19th. Joey Logano was looking pretty good until he had a flat tire with around 100 laps to go. He would go behind the wall, and he finished 27th. So when I say it was a bad night for a lot of players, drivers, it really was for Bristol. But it was a great night for RKF, Roush Keselowski Fenway Racing. I still have to get used to that. I might not even said that right. But either way, Chris Buescher winning his second victory in 250 races. He's had a pretty good season. He's really low key. He's had 9 top 10 finishes this year. His first win of the year and a very popular one. We were standing with Chris before the race. Before they started doing driver interviews, he was literally just hanging out right next to me. Super nice guy, down to earth. And it was great to see him pull off the victory because that team, not even the 17, but the 6 has been struggling. So it's great to see them back in victory lane. I think that's going to be a big boost for that organization. And by the way, this is the first time since, I believe, 2001 that NASCAR has had this many different winners during the season. And it looks like 2022 might actually surpass 2001 when it comes to winners. This new car is producing racing and new winners, which is a great thing. The race results from the Bass Pro Shops night race, Chris Buescher, victory lane with that number 17 Ford, followed by Chase Elliott, William Byron, Christopher Bell, and Kyle Larson. Now, the point standings, this is where the big talk was after the race. Chase Elliott is leading now, followed by Joey Logano, Ross Chastain, Kyle Larson, William Byron, Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, Chase Briscoe, Alex Bowman, Daniel Suarez, and Austin Cindric. Who was knocked out? Well, Kyle Busch, Austin Dillon, Kevin Harvick, and Tyler Reddick. I'm surprised that Tyler Reddick was knocked out of the playoffs this early because he has been all the talk all season long. But, you know, it's pretty tough. You have a couple bad races and you're right there on the outside looking in. So we had such a good time Friday night at the Xfinity race, Saturday at the Cup race, but Sunday was our big day because we were part of a Dale Earnhardt Jr. ride along with the Dale Earnhardt Jr. Foundation and Bass Pro Shops. This is all possible thanks to the Boys and Girls Club of Springfield. They have some really great auction items, by the way. I love this organization. We love going to their events and helping for such a great cause. I really wasn't that nervous to do the ride along, but I knew how special it was because, you know, Dale's retired. He doesn't do this very often. And to do this at Bristol was like the icing on the cake. Two legends, one spot, the track, and of course, Dale Jr. He was the nicest guy ever. We got there, checked in. He did a Q&A for about 30 minutes with us. And then it was time to race. We got out on pit road. Johnny Morris showed up and we were talking with him. We said, hey, Johnny, you know, we're from Springfield too. And, you know, it's pretty cool when the owner of Bass Pro Shops asks you to take a picture with him. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. And we have videos of this and photos at the Bull 1051.com and our Facebook page if you want to check this out. Dirty Mo Media was on site doing their official videos, which are going to be a lot better than what I did. But either way, it was incredible. Really hard to explain the feeling. I mean, you're literally full blast as fast as you can down the backstretch, into the brakes, and then coasting up and around the corners at Bristol. But it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, something I will never forget, something that I was incredibly thankful to be a part of. You know, this was all possible because the Boys and Girls Club, the Dale Earnhardt Jr. Foundation, and my fiance Reva Shane, who did all of the management behind the scenes to make this happen. She's pretty much my manager, and I'm really thankful for everything that she does and that she went and had a really good time too. So again, if you want to check out the photos and the videos from my ride-along with Dale Earnhardt Jr. at Bristol Motor Speedway. I mean, it's just crazy saying that out loud. You can do so at thebull1051.com.
NASCAR News now.
The driver gets the trophy, but a machine carried him to victory.
It was announced that Kyle Larson will remain at Hendrick Motorsports. Not that he was looking to go anywhere else, but he has a new deal that would keep him in the number 5 Chevrolet through 2026. It sounds like Larson's also getting a little bit of a bump in his pay, which is well deserved. That guy is one of the best race car drivers in the world. And Ryan Blaney won't have his crew chief Jonathan Hasler for 4 races after the number 12 Ford lost a wheel on pit road at Bristol on Saturday night. Penske Racing is trying to appeal this. Blaney will also lose his rear tire changer and his jackman. This starts this weekend at Texas. And Joe Gibbs Racing announcing that pit crews of Denny Hamlin and Kyle Busch will swap for the race this weekend at Texas. No length on the swap was shared, but it is expected that this will last the entire playoff run for the 11 car. It was also announced that Petty GMS will use Joe Gibbs Racing pit crews next season for their cars. Very interesting move with that one.
Hit the pace car! What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
This is your NASCAR Days of Thunder podcast.
This weekend looking pretty good. The series headed to Texas Motor Speedway for the Auto Trader Eco Park Automotive 500. The green flag will be around 3:30 on USA. If you wanted to watch the race, you can also listen to it on MRN. I think some of the top performers for the race will be Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., and Joey Logano. My dark horse, Ty Dillon, in his number 42 Chevrolet. Well, thanks again for being a part of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. Again, you can check out all of the action that we had at Bristol Motor Speedway at thebull1051.com, including that video of the ride-along with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Now, if you're looking for a great race to attend next season, be sure to get your tickets for Kansas Motor Speedway. It's going to be a great time. All the details on your tickets at kansasspeedway.com. I'm Cruz. I'm going to get out of here. But before I do, remember, if you ain't first, you're last.